You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Prescott works out of the gun. Turpin in motion to the right side. Prescott's got it, wants to throw, does. Up in the air, picked up by the Lions. Coming back the other way, Derek Barnes down to the 20. Barnes 15 and runs out of bounds at the 13-yard line. It got knocked up in the air right to the linebacker who puts the Lions in business with a 23-yard return.
Lions radio, that was right out of the gate. The pass intended for George Pickens, but gets picked off right there. And two plays later, the Lions were back in the end zone. 27-9 was the score at that point. To be fair to the Cowboys, they lost this game. The final score was 44-30. They did come back to make it a three-point game. They did have to make the Lions sweat a little bit, but ultimately it was the lines of scrimmage were clearly not good enough for Dallas. George Pickens could not pick up the slack for CeeDee Lamb, who went out with a concussion in this game and some self-inflicted wounds, a couple bad calls, and bada bing, bada boom, and you lose this game. And basically the playoff chances for the Cowboys are down to single digits.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough way to lose. I do give him credit for coming back. I think, you know, we were talking about, I think a lot of the blame has gone to George Pickens on both here and the internet.
Some of it, yeah.
I think the defense was a big letdown last night because...
Definitely.
And I knew this too. I said it yesterday. They didn't really get to Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts. They can't rush the passer without blitzing. So it is still... I know that it's worked out better in the second half of the season, but they still obviously miss a player like Micah Parsons.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, listen, the Lions brought in the extra linemen quite a bit last night, but Jared Goff was able to handle whatever pressure they even got near him, and they were able to have explosive plays down the field, picked on the rookie in the secondary for Dallas. You know, Trayvon Diggs had practiced all week but didn't play in this game, Pearl, so that's obviously a blow. And... yeah, this defense looked like the pre-Quinnen Williams trade defense, not the post-Quinnen Williams trade defense. But it's not like they got gashed necessarily on the ground. But Jahmyr Gibbs was able to get out in space. They were able to scheme him open, and he had three touchdowns last
year. Yeah, and they, listen, it was 44-30. 7 points were on an interception.
Yep.
The problem was also the kickoffs. Like, the Lions didn't get that many yards. They were outgained by Dallas because they started at midfield every time. That's what I think one of my big takeaways was, do not kick field goals anymore because the dynamic kickoff just gives the other team the ball so far down the field.
Yeah, it felt like the Lions were basically starting at the 40 almost every single drive. But here's the thing. This is like the Cowboys, one of their best weapons is Brandon Aubrey. He broke the record last night. 63 yards was one record that had stood for a really long time. And he knocked that thing through like it was no big deal.
That's an extra point for him.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and I think they rely on him a little too much. Actually, let's hear that clip from Brian Schottenheimer, please, Scarpacci. I believe this was cut 17. Thank you. He says, the offense had big plays but settled for too many field goals.
Really proud of Flournoy, him stepping up. I thought CeeDee before the injury was outstanding. You know, we knew we'd hit some explosives, and unfortunately, we just, you know, we weren't very good in the red zone. Kicked too many field goals, and against a team like this, you can't kick field goals.
It's just funny, like, the way he's saying it, I don't think he means it this way, Pearl, the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Like, he was some innocent bystander. Like, he's almost talking about was sitting in the first row. It's like, dude, you're deciding whether they go for it on 4th and 3 or whether they kick the field goal. That's your choice.
Yeah, whoever that Cowboys coach is who didn't go for it, I don't know what he was thinking.
I think he was, but he was talking about the analytics, guys. I really do. Even Amazon last night was kind of saying, oh, it's like, you could kick the field goal here. Like, they kind of let Schottenheimer off. Their metrics were saying. I wonder if he was deferring to the analytics guys.
You know, maybe I miss it, but Herbie said that, but I didn't actually see an analytic that said, no, don't go.
Okay, so
did they show the graphic and I maybe miss it?
Okay, so do you ever watch the alternate Amazon Prime stream?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Right, so you can tell sometimes what happens is that guy, I forgot his name,
Sam Schwartzel
or something. So anyway, he comes on and says like this very insightful kind of next gen stats sort of thing. And then like 2 seconds later, they say it on the broadcast. Have you noticed they kind of funnel that information from...
But often they go with the graphic. ESPN has it, the green thumb and the red thumb, right?
They'll do it on the alt stream. They'll show you even different graphics than they do on the regular broadcast.
But yeah, but they didn't... Okay, so maybe Thursday night doesn't put it on the regular, but a lot ESPN always has the go or
the go. They don't do the go or no go, but
I thought that was a go. I actually was surprised that was a no go.
Dak was really mad.
Yeah, well, he should be because you're at a 4th and 3 on their 11 at the end of the game. Yeah. You're down 2 scores, and your kicker.
Oh, no, Dak was mad at the end of half.
Oh, sorry, at the end of half. He was furious. Well, let's say at the end of the game, right? Where, you know, in theory, you know, it's a 2-score game, but it's a touchdown and a field goal. Your kicker can hit from 63. You're at the 11. Go for the touchdown there, because then if you get the ball back, you know that all you have to do is be hovering around midfield and you're golden.
Yeah. No more Dak Prescott!
To be honest, though, here's the real situation. The Dallas defense couldn't stop the Detroit Lions in the second half. That's why you go for it, is because you have to be in the game you're in. The defense had no answers. Bada bing, bada boom. I regret it at the moment, I said.
They did. I mean, listen, Detroit got a little conservative. They jumped out. It was 27-9, and then Detroit slowed it down. At the very end, I thought Dallas' defense had finally adjusted. And we talked about it earlier. There was a 3rd and long play where Jared Goff was about to get hit, somehow flings it up in the air and lands right, I believe it was Jamison Williams' arms. Huge play, a 40-yard gain. Detroit... They're explosive. They're just nowhere out. They have a lot of talent on offense, even with a banged up Amon-Ra St. Brown. They can put a 40 on you. It's not shocking.
We have a poll question up for you today if you'd like to partake. It's on X at Maggie and Pearl. And the question of the day is, will the Dallas Cowboys, do you think they'll make the playoffs even if they win out? And overwhelmingly, you guys are saying no. I think most rational, reasonable Cowboy fans, Pearl, have given up on playoffs this year. 84% of you saying no. Even if they win out, they will not make the playoffs. I just don't think the seas are going to part for them in the way that they would have to.
No, it's going to be tough. So if they do win out, they're 10-6-1, which means that there'll have to be 3 wildcard teams who have 11 wins. Normal year, that does not happen. This year, that might happen because you got San Francisco, I believe, is at 9 wins. The Rams have 9 wins. Seattle has 9 wins. The Bears are in good shape, and now the Lions are 8-5, so they'll catch up. And they have head to head won't matter because you know the Cowboys have a tie, and then the Packers. It's going to be really hard. It's a weird year. So usually 10-6-1, that's pretty good. Usually 10-7 will get you in on most years. At least you have a good chance. But it's tough. I feel bad for the Cowboys if they do win out, which I actually expect them to. I think it's going to be a lot of regret. They're going to be like, darn it, this should have been the year.
I did hear bells.
Minnesota's next home for the Chargers, then at Washington, at the New York Giants to finish out the season. Andy's in Michigan, wants to talk about the winner's side of this. That'd be the Lions. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Hey, Lions, good game. Not a great game, but they're really going to have to win out if they really want any chance. You guys just touched on it. The NFC South teams with 9 wins. I mean, they're going to beat up on each other a little bit, but Lions need some help. I still not a believer of the Bears. That might as well be Mitch Trubisky back in quarterback. But anyway, I digress.
I wanted
to see if you guys caught any of the pregame. Now, I never watched pregame, but I was really excited for the game. I was watching pregame, and this was funny to me. I forget the female reporter, but she said, like, all of a sudden Richard Sherman's talking, and she's like, "Hey, that's Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry." And Richard Sherman's just like, okay, and then he continues. And I kind of want to know, if first of all, if you saw it, and second of all, has that ever happened, like a fanboy thing, like, yeah, like if you're doing a live show and you're like, "Hey, that's Howie Long," or something?
Yes. So yes and yes. I'm imagining it's Carissa Thompson if she was out there with Richard Sherman and doing the "You're Distracted, Andy, thank you for the call" all of a sudden by someone who kind of catches your periphery. It's happened to me before. I was doing a live red carpet event for Sports Illustrated when I used to work for them. We were live streaming. Sports Illustrated used to do Most Fashionable 50. So they would have basically have the 50 most best-dressed athletes, and they'd throw a big party, and there'd be a red carpet. We'd live stream it. And I was interviewing Kyrie Irving at the time. This is before any of the weird stuff that he said, but he was with the Cavs. And all of a sudden, Andre Iguodala showed up, and they were talking trash to each other, but it was like all of a sudden, like right behind, I kind of had to be like, "Kyrie, hold on one second," and like grabbed Andre Iguodala to make a moment so that they could both be on, because they had both just played each other in the finals.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. By the way, we love Carissa.
She's great.
Yeah, the caller, not as pleased. Would you do that for Jerry Jones, though? Because if Jerry, you're doing an interview and Jerry walks right by, do you think that would you be lose your focus a little bit? I mean, Jerry's kind of accessible. I don't know if that's a big deal of Chris Thompson. I feel like she probably sees him a lot.
So I didn't see the interaction.
No.
But if Jerry is crossing the camera, then you want to call it out so the audience is saying to themselves, "Hey, there's Jerry Jones." If he's off camera, nobody knows. Unless you're trying to say, "Jerry, come over here, give him a microphone and have him join your pregame." I think I'd let it go.
Yeah, right. Well, you say cross camera, so not in front of them, but behind. Yeah.
If all of a sudden, like, then you want to acknowledge, "Hey, Jerry Jones just walked by our set." Because
exactly.
The audience saw it.
Exactly. Because I think you can't just ignore it. Jerry's a big presence, so I get it. And again, Carissa is obviously a pro.
Yeah, she's really, really good. Yeah. But also, like, where do you think Jerry would be? He's not missing this game.
It's kind of funny. Hey, Jerry, for some reason, I find Jerry really fun right now. I don't know. We're getting probably towards the end of his career, so might as well enjoy it. I think when eventually he does step down, we're going to miss Jerry Jones. I'm being dead serious. Like, the drama.
What makes you think he's stepping down?
Good point. I mean, exactly. Eventually.
I think the most famous, "Hey, there's so-and-so," probably has to be the Super Bowl, the story about Joe Montana seeing John Candy on the sideline.
That's what,
right?
I was thinking about. That's when the caller said that. I was trying to think of, what's the, hey, look at so-and-so.
It was like the game-winning drive, yeah. And all of a sudden he looks over and goes, "Hey, it's John Candy." Which I still haven't seen that documentary, by the way.
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of heartbreaking. And was that the Super Bowl that we're not allowed to talk about because they'd be Boomer Esiason's Bengals, or was it the 81 Super Bowl?
I thought it was 81. I think John Candy is Boomer Super Bowl.
It's a Ken Anderson Super Bowl, right? Probably.
Yeah, Boomer's down the hall, former NFL MVP, and we just don't bring it up. Why would we? We like him. We're friends.
Hey, I mean, listen.
I'm scouring for this interaction.
Well, with Carissa and Jerry?
I did not watch the pregame, so I missed it.
What the hell was that all about?
Okay, you know what, EJ, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get you your NFL preview in 60. Every game on Sunday, 60 seconds or less. We also have some Kalen DeBoer sound for you, the Alabama coach defending his love of the Alabama job, Pearl, because after there were some rumblings that he would want to leave for Penn State. So we'll get to all of that. Major conference championship games this weekend as well. It's MVP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You know what that music means. NFL in 60. We go through every game. Real quick, EJ, why don't you get us started?
Okay, so let's head down to the ATL, where the 9-3 Seahawks would like to keep pace in the NFC West. They take on the 4-8 Falcons.
Yeah, if Tyrod Taylor and A.D. Mitchell could have a day against the Falcons, what do you think Sam Darnold and Jackson Smith and Jigba are going to do? I just think this one has got maybe big Seattle offensive game written all over it, Pearl. The Falcons defense started out the year really well. They've faded now down the stretch, and the offense is probably still without Drake London. So I'm not giving the Falcons much hope in this one.
You know, Falcons defense can once in a while be a little salty. I heard on the Pro Football Focus podcast that this style of defense gives Sam Darnold some trouble. So maybe they make it an interesting game. And I don't know, Seattle, 1 o'clock game, that old time.
Body clock?
Maybe Seattle comes out a little flat and makes it more interesting.
Let's head to Buffalo, where you'll have a rematch of the 2022 AFC divisional round. Bills host the 4-8 Bengals.
Thanks for that great memory.
What happened that game?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. The Bills got thumped. So I will always have a healthy fear of Joe Burrow, but actually have a maybe even healthier fear of Chase Brown in this game. And just the ability for the Bengals to have this nice complement, Pearl, of running the ball, passing the ball now that Burrow is back. Bills defense are going to have their hands full for sure. Now, it's probably just going to be a score fest. So I take the over, even though there's snow showers in the area. I think it's just going to be score for score, and hopefully either the Bills defense can come up with a stop or two at the end of the game, or the Bills can just outscore the Bengals into oblivion.
If Joe Burrow has a big game and they win, are they going to consider naming the new stadium after him like they do at Burrowhead?
Oh, please. There's so many other guys who own the Bills just like Joe Burrow.
Well, I know, but this would be funny if Joe Burrow took the mantle from Mahomes. Well, I was thinking of Mahomes.
Well, Tom Brady, at one point, before Josh Allen got drafted by the Bills, no joke, Tom Brady held most of the passing records in Bills Stadium.
But I mean,
think about that.
How many times has Mahomes knocked him out of the playoffs?
Yeah, but only once in Buffalo.
What's his record in Buffalo in the playoffs?
1-0.
Yes. And what's Burrow?
1-0.
Okay. Next game.
All right. Let's get over to Cleveland in what is being now known as one of Perloff's best bets. Browns host the Titans.
Yeah, I like this for the Browns. Myles Garrett needs 4 sacks to set the all-time record, I believe. And then Cam Ward's the most sacked quarterback in the NFL. I encourage people to watch this game. Not for Myles Garrett, not for Shedeur Sanders. There is no quarterback who is flinging it more wildly around the NFL field than Cam Ward. He just drops back and he's like, oh, maybe someone's down there. And he's got a cannon. Makes it even more fun. I don't know what the Titans are doing. They don't have a coach, so I'm not going to kill him. But that's the thing. Like, the Browns might not be good. The Titans are one of the worst teams of all time.
Yeah, this is a bad one. Not a lot of fun to this game. But can I say something? And I'm not wishing for this at all. But you mentioned Cam Ward takes a lot of risks and takes a lot of sacks. You got to be careful because against this Cleveland defense and especially Myles Garrett, you'll take a sack and you're not going to get up. And I really hope that Cam Ward's season doesn't potentially get put on the shelf with this game. I'm being serious. He's got to be able to protect himself. We talk about this with Jackson Dart all the time. It's not so much about Cam Ward running into trouble like Dart does, but he does hold on to the ball way too long.
Let it fly, Cam.
Let's head over to Minnesota where J.J. McCarthy's back from a concussion protocol. Jaden Daniels, though, not back. Vikings against the Commanders.
I don't think they should need Jaden Daniels necessarily to win this game, right? I mean, the Vikings got officially eliminated from anything with the NFC North. They're a four-win team. Everything has just gone bad. I think we're all on Justin Jefferson watch at this point to see whether or not he's going to ask for a trade at the end of the year. I still believe the Commanders will win this game.
I mean, the Vikings are favored. I would think if J.J. McCarthy wins, like, Commanders are pretty bad, too. I think you're underestimating how bad the Commanders are.
J.J. McCarthy is terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
there was that stat that if he spiked the ball every single play, he would have had a higher passer rating than what he had in his last start. Think about that.
Yeah, it's funny. I lean Vikings in this one.
Let's head over to MetLife Stadium, which will now become Gotham City as the Jets unveil their NFL rivalries uniform, a Gotham City inspired uniform, when they take on the Miami Dolphins at home.
Wow, I'm shaking. I think the best thing that the Jets have going for, by the way, both teams have gotten a little bit better.
Both teams are red hot
at this point of the season.
Both teams have won. They've won 80% over the last five games.
Yeah, what, the Jets have won two games and Miami's won four?
The Jets have won 3 of 5, Miami's won 4 of 5.
Wow.
Probably if you took the last five games, this would be probably like 2 and 3 seed in the whole NFL.
I think this is one where probably Tyrod Taylor is obviously a much better option right now than Justin Fields. And if this is going to be, it's freezing right now in New York. Like, that's probably the best thing that the Jets have going for them is that Tua in this really cold weather is
tough. That's a good point.
Let's go to Tampa Bay, where the Bucs also look to stay in first place. They got the lowly Saints coming to town at 2-10.
Oh, lowly Saints, you say? I am getting hit on my X timeline with plays showing Tyler Shuck just ripping 20-yard passes down the field. There's a buzz out there that Tyler Shuck, the Saints quarterback, might be the real deal. So actually, I'm going to scout him against this Bucs team. Meanwhile, the Bucs probably still going to make the playoffs, and Mike Evans, though, will not get his 1,000-yard season unless he goes bananas. And I think is he coming back this week? Do you have that, EJ?
Do not have that. I think he's on his way back, though. I know he's trying to practice.
But have you seen any of this Tyler Shuck noise that is out there that is, the big buzz around the water coolers?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Everyone can look good in a 90-second highlight reel if you only include the best throws. What else is happening?
Okay. Stats are really good.
By the way, Mike Evans limited participation in practice, so we'll see if he's able to give a full go. Let's go to a massive game in the AFC South. This is a battle for first place. Jaguars host the Colts.
You know, so this is either the Jags retain first place in the AFC South or the Colts can regain first place in the AFC South. And to be honest, I think the AFC South could have three teams in the playoffs this year, which is funny. The Jags have been on an upward trajectory, whereas the Colts are going backwards, especially offensively, where the Jags have been really good on offense lately, and the Colts are barely scoring 16 points a game at this point. And Jonathan Taylor is not getting the kind of rush yards that he was enjoying because Daniel Jones is compromised. Like, the broken bone in the fibula or whatever he's dealing with is a challenge, bro.
Yeah, and famously, the Colts are awful in Jacksonville. Remember Carson Wentz lost that game? They just can't win in Jacksonville. They haven't won there since 2014. This could be who could control the game on the ground, who could run the ball. That's 100% of the battle here because both passing games are wildly inconsistent.
One of the NFL's most physical rivalries gets renewed this weekend as the Steelers travel to the Ravens. This is another battle for a division first place in the AFC North this time.
I heard a line that made me so happy about this game. It was one of the Ravens defensive players told a younger Ravens defensive player, "You aren't a Raven until you beat the Steelers." Like, that is what we need more of in the NFL. I feel like Lamar Jackson hasn't been able to run at all. Derrick Henry's looked slower. They are about to gash the Steelers for 400 yards on the ground because that's what they did last year to them in the playoffs. I think the Ravens, who are beyond desperate, are going to control the game.
This is a great time to get the Steelers. I mean, things couldn't be worse, right? And I don't know if this is like, oh, the Steelers got them right where they want them, you know, with everyone doubting them. I don't think so. They've lost 5 of 7. Aaron Rodgers is hurt, and they just gave up a career day in rushing to the Buffalo Bills. I think that the Ravens are going to steamroll here.
A few weeks back, these two teams played one of the worst NFL games I'd ever seen. Well, get ready. Broncos and Raiders, they play again, this time at 4 local time Eastern in Las Vegas.
And remember, that game, it was a terrible game, but it was a close game.
10-7.
It was one of those games where we asked ourselves, is every close game a good game? They are not.
Every single Denver game is a close game.
Not this one.
Why?
Because I don't think that the Raiders are bringing anything anymore.
That was
quite
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and what's happened since then?
The same thing that was happening before then.
Fired offensive coordinator, all the back and forth about who's calling plays, what kind of style scheme. It has just all gone bad. And unless Pete Carroll's got the all-time, like, I don't know, rah-rah pep talk speech for them, I don't even know if that's going to work. The Raiders just do not have the talent, and I don't think that Denver is going to be I think they're going to try as best they can to make this thing a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, this should be the Denver blowout, but still, you have to look at that game and be like, huh, yeah, you never know, because Denver will play any. I mean, that Washington team they took to the last play was not great last week either.
Let's head to Green Bay, where you got another battle for first place happening. You got the Bears traveling to face the Packers.
You know, Maggie, we talked about the spread yesterday with Nick Costos from You Better You Bet. It's close to a touchdown for the Packers. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be able to pass effectively in this game. I give the Packers defense as the one unit that decides this game.
So from what I can tell here, this is actually more of a must-win game for the Packers than it is for the Bears. If the Packers lose this game, there is not an avenue for them to win the NFC North. Whereas if the Bears lose this game, they still actually do have a way they can win the division. So if you're looking a little bit of, I don't know, there's extra motivation with maybe the oldest rivalry in the NFL that's actually a rivalry again, thankfully. That would be it. This is a bit more desperate for Green Bay.
Yeah, but I think the Vegas odds lean more towards Green Bay because I saw, I don't know if this is still true, that Chicago has the longest chances of the three NFC North teams to even make the playoffs. But their schedule gets hard.
I saw the same thing, Pearl, but that's only if the Packers win this game, then they have highest percentage chance. Yes.
Right. But Vegas is giving the Packers a touchdown advantage here.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm saying Vegas sees Green Bay as the better team.
You're right.
The Rams look to bounce back from last week's disappointing performance against the Carolina Panthers. They get division foe Arizona in Glendale at 4:25 Eastern time.
Is this one of those divisional matchups where Arizona comes out of nowhere and plays this a much closer game than you'd expect? Jacoby Brissett is actually completely turned into a pumpkin, and I love Jacoby Brissett. But on paper, this is a Rams easy win. Same thing last week. I feel like the Rams are a team who will play down their competition occasionally. I mean, they've won a lot of blowouts this year, but I feel like they could make this game interesting for no logical reason.
I think the Rams are going to come in refocused here. I know Sean McVay said that they weren't overlooking the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to call BS on that. I think that Arizona is going to get a little of the pent-up frustration from that Rams defense of how they laid an egg against Bryce Young last week.
I feel like it was a misty day or a rainy day in Carolina. I feel like playing outdoors in the rain is not a strong suit for the Rams.
And finally, on Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs will get their first opportunity to tickle tonsils down the stretch as they host the Houston Texans on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, major implications for this game as well. I mean, obviously for Houston, who's fighting still, for a playoff spot, it's same for Kansas City. I mean, Andy Reid said it, Pearl, that they have no margin for error. They are maybe down 3 offensive linemen in this game. So Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter could have a day. This could be the final nail in the coffin for the Chiefs' run of dominance.
Yeah, I mean, how do you play an offense when you are facing the most brutal, right there, I don't know if they're the one or two, with Denver being in the mix too, as the most brutal pass rush in the league with no tackles. You got to get rid of the ball fast. You got to do screen passes. You got to do everything you can to cheat this. And I give I give Andy Reid a chance here, because if there's any OC who can figure this out, it'll be him.
They got to Josh Allen 8 times, this Texans defense. Kansas City currently has a 34% chance to make the playoffs. If they lose to Houston, it drops to 11%. Yikes. All right, there's your NFL in 60. Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got the latest headlines.
Mom, Dad, it would not be an NFL game without significant injury news. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb suffered a concussion in the third quarter of Thursday Night Football, his head slamming off the turf as he tried to make a twisting, jumping catch in the end zone. And now reports this morning say Lions safety Brian Branch may have suffered an Achilles injury last night, further testing needed for a full diagnosis. As for the game, those Lions saw a 27-9 lead cut to 3 before winning 44-30. It was kind of a must-win for both teams, so Jared Goff happy to get the W.
It was good. It felt like we got back to kind of who we are early in the week, addressed a lot of what happened in that Packers game, what went wrong, what could have done better, and I think you could see an uptick in urgency from everybody. It was good.
The Lions lost to the Packers on Thanksgiving. They now haven't lost back-to-back games since weeks 7 and 8 of the 2022 season. Goff throwing for 309 yards and a score, handed off to Jahmyr Gibbs for 3 TDs. Cowboy QB Dak Prescott sacked 5 times, picked off twice. His team now barely alive in the playoff chase at 6-6-1. J.J. McCarthy has cleared concussion protocol, so he should play Sunday against the Commanders. Justin Herbert back at practice yesterday, 3 days after surgery to place a plate and multiple screws in his broken left hand. And Eagles D-tackle Jalen Carter will miss at least Monday Night Football with those Chargers following some sort of medical procedure on his shoulders, which have been a problem for most of this season.
You know, it's weird because this Jalen Carter thing is obviously, it's a big deal, Pearl, right? You know?
Yeah, it's a big man.
Well, that
is
also
a big deal, yeah.
We see how different the Eagles' defense is with him and without him. But, Bogues, you were saying that this is not surgery, because I'm looking at the New York Post, so take that for what it is.
Yeah.
Eagles' Jalen Carter undergoes surgery on both shoulders, but that's actually deceiving, right?
Yeah, I mean, Adam Schefter was responding to tweets yesterday, one in particular from, I always forget his name, the former Chargers doctor.
Dr. Chow.
And he used,
big fan of the show, by the way.
I think he used the term therapeutic intervention, because Dr. Chow was talking about PRP shots. Mm. Because double shoulder surgery is an oddity, and like wouldn't just be week to week.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It feels like you might have to sit a few plays out for that one.
So,
feels double shoulders, we'll see you in 2027, is what I would think.
So now, I mean, could it? So the idea of him being like cut open and hacked and whatever is probably not true, whether it was just PRP or something other like that. They can, I don't know what they can put in you to like loosen up ligaments or rebuild cartilage or whatever. But I don't think maybe a scalpel was involved in this.
Yeah, but usually if it's a PRP, like the platelet-rich plasma, where they kind of spin your blood, and sometimes they add some things to it, and sometimes guys go to Germany for it and all of that stuff.
Well, it used to be illegal here. That's why you had to go to Germany. Now you're allowed to get it.
But
yeah. My wife just had one of those shots.
Yeah, right.
For her shoulder.
But also, sometimes we don't even know about that. Like, you don't, unless the guys were going to Germany like Christian McCaffrey did or Kobe back in the day, I don't think that we even have to know. This we definitely know about. Mm. And when someone asked Jalen Carter what caused the issues, he said, quote, "That's my problem to deal with. I am going to tell everybody what I'm going through." Mm. What did you call it? Therapeutic intervention?
This is what Schefter tweeted. Therapeutic intervention.
So it sounds like something that happens like after, like, a couple goes through a rough patch.
Yeah,
like
family have
right.
Family
Doctor, Dr. Like, Phil comes barging in.
Right, it's like, well, you had a dalliance with the babysitter, so now we have to do some therapeutic intervention.
So if it is PRP,
that might involve a scalpel.
Folks, if it is PRP, your wife and Jalen Carter are same.
Yeah, and it didn't. That shot did not work for my wife.
No way.
Yeah, hopefully he has better luck if that's what he got than she did.
Wait, how do you know it didn't work?
Because it didn't fix her rotator cuff pain.
But she had surgery.
Because the shot didn't
fix it. Oh, she did the shot first.
The shot was the last effort to avoid surgery, and it actually created a second problem.
Did she have a cortisone shot, too? And that didn't work? Because that's like the obvious.
Let's go through your wife's whole medical history on the air.
Cortisone shot is like pain. It's not meant to, I don't think it's meant to fix things. Like a PRP shot can fix a problem because it can strengthen and like regrow or whatever. So like that was a fix that didn't work.
So a cortisone shot is to reduce all the swelling so you can do PT on it. That's yeah. Right. And I assume that, I imagine that Jalen Carter's had a bunch of those.
I would think.
I hope.
I would think.
They weaken your ligaments. That's the fear of cortisone shots. So they got to be careful because he's 24. Yeah. I hope he sticks around a long time.
But when my wife had her PRP shot, like they spun her blood right next to her. Like the machine is right there.
Oh, that's fun.
And then takes the shot. And the shot was super painful. The shot of itself sucks. Just getting the shot.
Oh, because they put it into the muscle or something?
It goes, yes. It goes deep enough. They have to do it with not an X-ray.
An MRI, yeah.
They have to do why am I blanking on this name too? Like when you're having a baby, like the sonogram, yeah. Like they have to swatch where the needle is going so it goes in the right place.
They do that with cortisone shots too.
Yeah.
That happened to me because I've gotten three of them. My knee, my hip, and my shoulder. You got to keep it going, basketball. And they do an MRI on your hip. What happened to Jalen? How do you hurt both shoulders? Nobody's explained this to me.
Running into 300-pound offensive linemen.
But it feels like
people on both sides.
But shoulders is like anybody. I don't understand how you hurt both shoulders. It's like we were joking the other day about Carson Wentz spraining two ankles on the same play.
Yeah,
I feel both like ankles. You get one shoulder.
That would make me nervous too. That whatever happened to him, that it's in both, makes me feel as a qualified doctor that it's like something like chronic. You don't like it's not like
pain or something.
Yeah, or like I don't know, tendonitis like or arthritis or some
it's
kind
too
of
young
like
bone. For that, isn't it?
I don't know that you can be too young for arthritis.
Tickle tonsils,
or that.
EJ, you had labrum surgery, right?
No, I actually did not get the surgery. I tried to do rehab, and I was fine, and then I re-injured my shoulder, and that was not fine.
Oh, man. Do you have a PRP shot?
So I suggest you get surgery if you have a labrum issue.
Honestly, you should take your honeymoon to Germany just to kill two birds with one stone. You can go to Munich and then also just like get some platelet.
Yeah, Andrea, I know. I'm
plasma.
Sorry. I know you want to go on Hawaii. A beach somewhere.
Yeah, sounds romantic.
But you know what? Actually,
we're
going to
be in a sweaty beer hall,
yeah.
And then I'm going to go get some shots.
I mean,
you'll love it.
I'm not going to say that any team in particular should take HGH, but we got Lane Johnson hurt, we got Cam Jurgens hurt, we got Jalen Carter. Just get the damn PEDs into the building in Philly. Please.
PEDs, I know it's a quick term, but do you guys see like Gary Sheffield just pretending like he didn't use PEDs and that's why he should be in the Hall of Fame? He was like, I'm not one of those dirt cheaters. I'm like, excuse me, weren't you in the Balco reports? What am I missing with Gary Sheffield?
One for Gare.
That was some big meaty men slapping meat. I love Gary Sheffield. He was one of the most feared hitters of my day watching baseball as a kid. But, I mean, bro, you admitted you got injected.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Do you think there's a statute of limitations on steroid admissions?
A lot of guys are doing that. Doesn't Bonds want to get in? Clemens, all these guys, they
no,
had
him.
No,
he said I was
light.
Clean, not like those other steroid guys.
Oh, right.
I heard the allegation. About?
I gotta play this, unfortunately. What a bleep and finish for the Sixers and Warriors last night.
Sixers down by one. They double Maxi. Maxi dribbles to the right side. Hangs, fires, short, rebound up, and in! Bona put it in! .9, Warriors inbound. Melton has it. Melton puts it in. Block! And the Sixers win the game, and they storm the court. The 76ers win by a point.
Tom McGinnis on Sixers radio. So just to recap, Tyrese Maxi airballs a tough fall-away wing jumper. It was rookie VJ Edgecombe that caught it midair and laid it in. The Warriors throw a 90-foot inbounds pass. De'Anthony Melton's about to lay it in for the winning point, but Maxi pins it to the glass, and Philly wins 99-98. And you're wearing a Mavs hat this morning.
T-Wolves.
Still, not a Sixers hat.
Well, I wore my Bucks hat yesterday. Nobody said anything.
I noticed that. I didn't want to.
I thought you were going to bring it up on air. Yeah. You didn't do anything with it.
This is an incredible play because the Sixers should have been killed. They let Melton just sneaked past them with 1 second left to get a wide open layup the court. And Edgecombe blocked it. He didn't just pin it. The ball was blocked so hard it came out the half court. It was bizarre. But Sixers with a big win against a Warriors team with no Curry.
Curry, no Butler, and Draymond got hurt in the first quarter.
Yeah, that game was way too hard.
And Draymond said it's really hard for him to be on the East Coast now because, as you were telling us before, folks, his wife is pregnant. She's due like any second. Meanwhile, Luka went to Slovenia for the birth of his kid, but Draymond's like, well, this is my job, so I'm going to stay with the team.
Is he not good enough anymore to Just say I'm going home.
Yeah, this is five years ago.
I'm so confused by this.
What's the point of having Draymond out there with no Curry to Butler to throw to anyway? You might as well just send him home. But Pat Spencer, who I unfortunately called Australian this morning. He's not Australian. He played lacrosse. I knew there was something quirky about this guy.
Wait a minute. What?
Same.
This is a conversation me and Perloff had. He was like, hey, that Australian guy wearing number 61 was really good for the Warriors last night. And I was
the
like,
guy is...
I know
Spencer a white guy with a beard wearing number 61. That doesn't say Australia to you?
Well, he always wears like a t-shirt underneath his jersey, which also throws me off.
He's got a massive European vibe to him.
His brother's in the NBA too, by the way.
Is he really?
His brother plays for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, remember we talked about him because he's like a real lacrosse player. He was like a lacrosse legend.
Yeah, yeah. His brother won a national championship. His brother played at UConn.
Amazing. He went off last night. NBA, man. NBA in December, you never know who's going to show up on a given
night.
There
are guys playing for the Celtics. Jordan Walsh, is that Brandon's younger brother? I don't understand where he come from.
Oh, he was at Arkansas.
I love it. We're always
that
like,
doesn't help me.
We're always watching a game. I'm like, this guy is so-and-so. And EJ's like, what are you talking about? That guy was the number six pick by the Cavs in 2023. I'm
the
like,
amount
really?
Of times that EJ says he was a top 10 pick is alarming for the show.
But then you look at his stats. He's like averaged 3.2 points per game in a six-year career. Like.
By the way, though, Pearl, you wore the Bucks hat yesterday. None of us commented on it because the Giannis trade rumors, et cetera, et cetera. See, Giannis out now a month. They're saying 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, did they get a report? I actually didn't see that. Oh, my God. So that kind of kiboshes a trade for now.
Well, the trade deadline's not until February. So.
But, I mean, a calf injury is 2 inches away from being out for 2 years.
Well, get ready because you don't think your 76ers are going to be in play for Giannis. It's going to be your worst nightmare. You love this team now, but I feel like Daryl Morey has never met a star he didn't want to trade for.
Would they take Embiid in return? Anybody at any time?
Not just Embiid. No, it's going to be have to be way more assets than that.
Well, obviously you wouldn't trade Maxi or Edgecombe. So what other assets do the Sixers have? I mean, please take Joel Embiid and Paul George. Take them now.
Yeah, well, that's not going to be that easy. But
if
anyway,
that's the trade. I'm calling for an investigation.
Yeah, seriously.
Is that
get Pablo
that
Torre
kind of makes some
one.
Sense? I mean, Milwaukee would want something back. At least you can, I don't know, put Embiid on a poster. I don't. You might not see him on the court. Embiid is younger, I think, than Giannis.
But yeah, Giannis out 2 to 4 weeks. Bummer.
By the way, I would not normally do this, but we can't do it in the next break, so I got to do it here. For those who were wondering about the Carissa Thompson, Richard Sherman bizarre situation.
Oh, yeah.
I actually found it. Play it.
They had so much depth. They had so much.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick, Sherm. We're going to say hello to Jerry Jones. Making his way behind the set, of course. It's live television. We have to wait.
I wanted to hear what you were saying.
Yeah, that's too, okay. Sorry. Jerry didn't want to listen to you.
No, we do want to hear what you're saying, but we also like to look at our surroundings here. That's the fun about being here at the games. To finish that thought, Sherm.
No question about it.
Honestly, yeah, a little awkward, but as good as you can handle it.
Yeah, Jerry walked behind them.
Once it's on camera, you should acknowledge it.
You see Jerry Jones walking by. Yeah. But it was
She was respectful about it.
Yeah. It's funny. Other guys are just like, hey, Jerry. He just ignores them, just keeps walking.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, that's tough.
I was wrong, by the way. Embiid 6 months older than Giannis. But they're best about the same age. Let's make this trade happen. I love it.
Not just one for one. No way.
But no, not one for one. I mean, you give a first-round pick, Embiid, and somebody.
Is there a usable player in this?
The Liberty Bell's got to be in that trade.
I just want Embiid out of this.
Kyle Schwarber goes to the Brewers in this trade, too? How does this work?
Can we get A.J. Brown in there somehow?
Yeah. you could have him and Kyle Schwarber, by the way.
Yeah, I love it how Perloff wants A.J. Brown gone for George Pickens. Like, all right.
Pickens 100 out of 100 over A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown can't beat one-on-one anymore at all.
Philadelphia Flyers now become the Milwaukee Flyers in this John Giannis trade.
Is there anyone here who would take George Pickens over A.J. Brown?
No, but you're just asking for one potential headache for another. Like, let's see what George Pickens is like in a locker room when he's not playing for a contract.
I know, and that's why the Embiid for Giannis straight up is not happening.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Bogues, thanks so much. Coming up, Kalen DeBoer talking about not only Alabama's chances in the conference championship game against Georgia, but also rumors that he was fancying the Penn State.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Job. MMP.
All right, eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. All right, EJ, what's happening right now in the association?
Well, one of the NBA's greatest rivalries gets renewed tonight as the Lakers travel to face the Boston Celtics on Amazon Prime. Luka Doncic, as we mentioned earlier, not expected to play as he and his fiance welcome a new baby, but Austin Reeves is, and Reeves has been one of the NBA's biggest surprises this season, averaging 28 points a game. Maggie and Pearl, in the post-LeBron world in L.A., can Doncic and Reeves be a championship duo?
If the Oklahoma City Thunder get trapped in some kind of basement somewhere, then maybe. But while the Thunder are right now kind of in their prime, Pearl, I think it's going to be really hard for that duo because they don't play nearly enough defense. Obviously, the two of them are both kind of a defensive liability. And I don't know if the Lakers could hang with the Thunder.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the playoffs are going to be brutal in the West, too, because you have Jokic. Wemby at some point is going to become a dominant force. And the Rockets have all this, like, everything in on, you know, the future as well. Maybe we'll the present with KD. It's just a tough playoff field. I mean, the top six in the West are awesome. And the Lakers have, you know, I know they got to the Western Conference Finals a few years ago, but they basically, like, even to win a round is hard in the West. So, no, I don't think they're going to win the title. And then if they get to the East, you know, they're facing the Knicks. And we all know how that's going to go.
Meanwhile, let's talk a little college football. EJ, thank you. Before we say goodbye today, which is the SEC championship game, Alabama, very slim underdog to Georgia. The last I saw, Pearl, 2.5 points. But here's Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer having to defend that he really loves this Alabama job and he does not want to be the next head coach of Penn State.
We're extremely happy at Alabama. It's the first time I've been asked, so I appreciate you, Charlie. And we're extremely happy here. Love the challenge, love the grind, love this place. And there's never been any link. There's never been any conversation. There's never been any interest either way. And so I'm glad we can put that to bed right now.
Was that sarcastic? I haven't been asked about this, so thank you. I couldn't tell. Anyway, I kind of believe him, actually. Now, yeah, I don't know if his agent was trying to use Penn State to get more money from Alabama. By the way, I don't think that's going to work. I still think that Kalen DeBoer is working at the favor of Alabama, not the other way around. You got to win some more games, I think, to get a little more leverage over on the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I mean, playoffs will determine this. I think he's had a sort of a turnaround season from last year. Last year was a bit of a mess. Jalen Milroe was not the right quarterback for his system. I feel like they will not hold it against him if they lose this game. Do you?
The committee. I agree with you 100%. And I don't know if it's necessarily because like they love this Alabama team or they feel like this Alabama team deserves it. Although Alabama may have the best individual win of the entire season when they went to Georgia and won. But I think that the college football powers are still very interested in protecting these conference championship games.
Yeah, for
and
money.
It's for money. Yeah, yeah. It's not a naked money grab, but these conference championship games I don't think really serve a purpose anymore. Because look at the ACC. The ACC is UVA playing Duke, Pearl, and everyone thinks Miami is the best team of the conference. So the conference championship game, in some cases, is not even determining who's the best team in the conference.
Well, I mean, Miami did blow two games in the ACC.
They did, but they'd be favored probably over more teams in the field of 12 than either UVA or Duke.
I mean, I think this is a bit of an anomaly what happened in Miami in the ACC this year. But, yeah, the conferences are too big. The schedules are too imbalanced. You're going to have nothing but chaos. I saw on ESPN, it must have been SVP saying, this is just an unusual year. But is it, though? Because with these big conferences, I think you're going to have the same kind of controversy every single year, where you don't know if the 13th team is better or worse than the third team.
Yeah, you could have said the same thing about last year if Indiana wasn't as good this year, right? Because Indiana would have been that team a year
ago. But
how
do you know? You put Indiana and Miami, and you have no idea. I mean, you really have not seen enough in Indiana to know how they would handle that game.
Meanwhile, BYU, Texas Tech will have the biggest implications conference championship weekend, and I think that BYU could pull the upset. EJ Stewart, thank you so much. Andrew Scarpacci, great job. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedos, Coffee Drinkers. Have a great weekend.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.